With schools closed, many teachers who have young children say it's a daily struggle to find balance between the needs of their classroom and the needs of their own children. WBUR's Carrie Young this morning checks in with two Boston-area educators to see how they're coping.
Like many parents, a lot of teachers say the best time to get work done is when their kids are asleep.
I get up and I work from 4 to 6 a.m. trying to make sure that my Google Classroom assignments are prepared, that I've graded work, that I have everything prepared for my students.
Caroline Alexis is a fifth grade special education teacher at the Condon Elementary School in South Boston. Typically, she and her husband can stagger their Zoom meetings so that one of them is always free to watch their 2- and 4-year-old kids. But sometimes they get double booked, and Sesame Street isn't always enough to keep them quietly entertained, like a few weeks ago.
All of a sudden, I hear bam and a cry, so I hurry up and, you know, run for my computer, and his lip's bleeding, and he fell off the couch.
Trying to keep up this pace has been exhausting for Alexis and many others, like Kyle Gishiru, a math teacher at the Tobin Elementary in Roxbury.
If you feel like you are working incredibly hard and you're being fairly unsuccessful at it, like in terms of how many students are online, how much you're accommodating their needs, it makes it that much harder to sustain going full throttle day after day.
Gishiru says the pressure of it all is starting to take a toll.
I have days that I sit down and cry because I feel like I was a crappy teacher, and even more so, I feel like I was a crappy mom during the day. That happens frequently.
Officials with the Boston Teachers Union say stories like these are common, which is why the organization recently created a support group. The first meeting was this week. Caitlin Gaffney is with the union's executive board.
Just to provide a space for teachers to share their challenges and to receive some strategies, ideas, feedback, and support from colleagues who are in the very same position.
And just like parents, teachers are also frustrated by the fact that they don't know how long these working conditions will last. Beth Kontos is the president of the Massachusetts chapter of the American Federation of Teachers. She's also a member of the state working group looking at how to possibly reopen in the fall.
This is an overview of what could happen with multiple scenarios, and then decisions are going to happen at the district level.
Those recommendations could come by the end of next month. That leaves districts about 2 months to figure out the rest. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.